sword fight, fight, fight. Monkey sword fight, fight, fight. Monkey sword fight, fight, fight. Monkey sword. Monkey sword fight, fight, fight. Monkey.
Alright, let's get going. Then we'll talk about the camera. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Perth's premier podcast. Premier podcast. Monkey Swordfight with me, Jordan Patrick, and my co-host, Mr. Michael Dots.
Who does not have a word of the week.
That's, it was a fluke. Last week was a fluke.
It was, yeah. But I'll look for one while you introduce our guest for today.
Well, we've got Andy Mack on the ones and twos.
What's happening?
And also Mr. Andrew Henderson, a.k.a.
Hello.
The greatest man on the planet. It's really, see, for my first, 2 months of Hurricanes practice, I was terrified of you, man.
That's good, man. That's good. That's what I want.
Well, Andy is...
I'm pretty sure the first one is like, this is Jordan. What position are you going to play? Offense. I don't care. That's
your fuck all
nice.
Well, Andrew plays... Not only did Andrew play football with Jordan and I, he also created the artwork for our podcast. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
And he also did my job for me quite a few times at work. Helped me out with some creative stuff.
Anything that's me not doing work.
He also
work.
Came up with the lovely little monkey sword shite whenever we're late for a podcast.
I don't think I've heard that one.
No, it was the emojis.
The monkey sword and then the poo.
Oh, okay. Monkey sword shite.
That was quite funny. We talked about a monkey sword shite most weeks.
You're going to hear me coughing because I'm just getting over a cold that my daughter gave to me, so apologies in advance.
Exactly. I've had this for about 2 weeks and I woke up this morning and my throat was all big.
It's the Lorne sausage.
We're going to save that
for Braun. No, hold on.
That's an argument you're going to lose, man. It's the wrong hill to die on.
We're going to save that for Braun. No, I'm going to add it to the list.
You put enough garbage on Twitter, you still don't have a...
I don't know how he actually.
First of all, watch your mouth on my podcast. Second of all, it's not garbage.
Our podcast.
Yes, our podcast. I'm sorry. Defend me then.
Well, I don't know how you have time to tweet all that shit and still fill in the notes. I've actually managed to get a few topics in this week.
You did, yeah.
I was a last minute booking because Mike and I were trying to sort stuff out for meeting up before I leave.
Yes.
So I was a last minute.
That was really because I spoke to you last week at the game. I didn't, or the other week at the game, I didn't think you were going to get on because you were
ditching Scotland.
I'm a Belfast.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm moving to Enniskillen, which is the other end, ooh. West End.
Is that like the upmarket area?
No. It's one of those.
Ireland have upmarket areas. Yeah,
it's one of those sort of villages.
I went to Belfast and it was. Fuck it. It looked like a bigger Glasgow.
Mm,
as well, cool. It wasn't like breathtaking because I've been in big cities before. And there's not, apart from like the big weird Titanic thing.
Huh?
They've got, well, that's where the Titanic was built.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they've got like the big.
It's like a museum.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
Not the Titanic, that's at the bottom of the ocean.
Is it? Oh, look at that. I want to catch a ride.
With Leo DiCaprio.
Was it like a wedding? It was like a Saturday afternoon, and we were just walking the pub beforehand, and like, just at like 12 o'clock on a Saturday, and the normal meat wagon police van was just fucking armoured.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, like, smashed cages on the windows. Cameras on the top, 360. I was just like, Jesus.
Welcome to Ireland.
Saying that, my mate, we were in a pub watching the Celtic game. And it was my ex's uncle worked there, so we were like, hey, he was like, we need to find a pub in Belfast where we can watch a Celtic game. And he's like, I don't worry, go to this one, it's Catholic, you'll be fine. So we walked in, this like ropey little like bar cages on the windows and shit as well, and we're just like, alright mate, we're here to watch the Celtic game, but Celtic fans, is this going to be? He's like, you've come, boys. I was like, and then we had the two drunken Irishmen just like screaming at us very nicely in conversation, buying us drinks. And I was like, that's what we do, we're our fucking family. I was like, I think we're okay here.
Cool. I went to Dublin and I found that the Irish people were very nice. I went for a wedding and everyone was pretty cool.
Yeah, friendly people.
Very friendly people.
But we're going to be about an hour 45 from Belfast.
Oh, I'd imagine the accent will get thicker.
So I'm going to be playing football in Belfast.
You're saying that? Who's the team over there?
The Belfast Trojans. They've got three teams in Belfast. So I'm playing for the Trojans because they're one of the better ones.
Nice.
He's going from the bottom to the top. Bottom from the top, 0 to 100, real quick.
Yeah. It's like I'm moving from the Browns to the Patriots.
We're not going to bash the Dundee Hurricanes on this podcast.
We don't have that loyal of support.
Have you got a saying yet?
No, but while I'm looking, while I'm looking for that, we did get some. We did get some feedback.
Right, what's Ali got to say?
What? No, it wasn't Ali.
Oh,
he probably did put something on the Facebook page.
He commented on my flat Earth post. A bit of a flat Earth, like
I saw that. Just before we
got... the whole concept was Australia is a myth.
Well, why is it a myth?
Because I say that it's just to make you believe that there are people in the low equators. What they used to do with all the criminals is just drop them in the sea.
Well, I'm going to find out where Nick actually is, because Nick moved to Australia, so I'll see where he actually is.
The only man who's still rocking a bob cut in 2018.
He's still rocking it now, yeah. And
who's this?
Nick Irwin. He's
is he?
Sexiest man
looking
alive.
Like Tommy Fleetwood.
I remember the first time I seen him, like, he walked in the training and like he must have had like a hoodie on. It didn't look like anything. And as he walked out to the pitch with like his underarm on, it was just this
jacked.
Jesus. I was just like, fuck me.
Doesn't do legs though.
Oh, don't do that. He's not here to defend.
He's coming back. He's coming back.
Was he?
Yeah.
For good. Why? He did not work it out down there.
He said family and then sort of slipped in and a girl. I was like, oh, let's roll back. So you're moving back for a girl. He's like, ah, family.
For a girl. So he's leaving the women in Australia for the women in Dundee.
We message frequently, and then every so often it's like, this is my current view, and it's like a beach. And I'm like walking through the slush in Dundee.
He doesn't post much on Instagram, but when he does, I want to go kill him. Because it looks...
Matt was the exact same, because when he moved to China, he went on holiday to like the fucking Bahamas or something. So it was like Christmas Day. I was out going to work the day before Christmas Eve, scraping my car, and he messages a group chat, happy almost Christmas, you cunts. And it was him sitting on a beer, shorts, or sitting in a beer, sitting with a beer.
Yeah, I was scraping my car, saying, this is my view. And it's like my iced car. He's like, this is me. And it was one of those sort of hot dog leg shots at the beach. I was like,
well, I saw a picture he posted with, and this is, we're gonna have to stop talking about people that nobody else knows, but him on the beach with a couple of blonde ladies, couple of Sheilas on the beach.
Where were they?
Sheilas on the beach.
God,
that's my Irish accent.
I wasn't like the rest. Wow.
Anyway, the word with dots. Whoa. Not having the best situation, but seeing the best in your situation is the key to happiness.
Oh shit.
That's Angel Amix saying.
No, it's not. It's from Momentum Dash, actually. It's Marie Forleo saying.
Right, so it's not Mike's.
No. These are all things I'm stealing. Oh, everything that is on this podcast
I'm
is
so
stolen.
So glad you came on, I mean, honestly.
So it's not original content.
No, it's not original content. What am I, a philosopher?
For everyone listening, they'll put up the Twitter accounts where you can get all these words with dots.
Yes. Or just follow my Twitter account. That's what I'm in this for. So, feedback. A colleague who listens to the podcast, thank you for listening, Billy, she said that you swear far too much.
Fuck off, Billy.
Don't say that. She's a very nice girl.
Oh, I'm sure she is. Look, it's part. We were discussing this in a group chat the other day, and Andy agrees. Swearing is part of the Scottish vernacular. I enjoy swearing.
That's a crutch. I don't believe so.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Speak on it, Andy.
Speak on it. Lay us down.
It's for the football field.
No, it's not. That's how you give away 5 yards.
It's for referees.
That's how you give away 5 yards on the goal line, Andy. Is by calling the referee a cunt.
It's 45 yards.
But then how much do you give you penalty?
I was penalised 45 yards.
Jesus Christ.
Which put us on the 5 yard line.
In one play?
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. In Northumberland. Because the guy ran out of bounds. And it was so late, I think he was getting himself a drink. And then I cleaned him out.
I don't remember that.
And then he flagged me for it, and I called him the C word. And then he flagged me again, and I kept shouting at him, and he flagged me again. So we moved from the 55 to the 5, and then they scored the next play.
More feedback from Billy. She said we talked about sports too much. But she likes sports. She says she's a tomboy, but it was too much.
Okay.
How much is too much?
I think we talked about sports. But we were talking about sports before we kicked off here, too. Yeah, so it seems like it's a lot longer than it is.
Yeah.
We'll get our quarterly visit from a woman on the episode.
That's all I do. All I do is play games, play sports, or watch sports. That's my life.
And your wife is happy with this?
No, she lives upstairs.
We don't see each other very often, but...
That's why I have Netflix. You go over there and watch the sports.
Speaking of games, Fortnite... What, have you guys played this yet?
No, I'm pretty sure my kid has.
Yeah.
No, there's one that's like quite gruesome, and then there's another one I think that.
Is it GDP or what?
PUBG,
yeah.
Is PUBG another one that's quite gruesome?
I think that's
gruesome.
The more realistic one.
Yeah, and then Fortnite's like a more fantastical, yeah. Riley plays it, and he's him, and like all the kids that I, the football that I coach, they all fucking love it as well.
Yeah, my daughter started getting into it too. Yeah, that's cool. It's free, first of all. But like ESPN, which is like the Sky Sports of America, like on their social media feeds, it's all like Fortnite related shit now, and it's like, all right, let's.
I'm sure there was a
ease up a little bit.
There was a Dortmund player celebrated a goal the other day, doing a celebration.
Oh, with the axe, yeah.
Manny Ramirez.
You have to put your hand up to speak.
No, I'm pointing. Manny Ramirez hit a game tying double for the Red Sox and did a Fortnite celebration on second base.
Really? So I didn't see that.
You know what the kids on my team are doing when they score now? The floss.
The floss, yeah.
It is the most infuriating dance.
It took me about an hour to learn it. I learned it on Christmas Eve after a couple of glasses of wine. I've learned that.
Can we see that, please?
Yeah, we'll get it on video in a little bit if you want. We'll go live!
Live for Mike Floss.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what the floss is?
Weird,
oh, though? You're going to see it.
Oh, yeah, the arm with the guy with the backpack.
Yeah. I got bars.
And there's also the shoot dance, too, which I haven't perfected. I'm still working on it. It's like, you gotta. I'll show it
to you. Is that the one you're doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Okay,
yeah. And you're kicking your leg out.
But, like, see, when I'm coaching, say, like, the kids, if you're talking, they'll be listening to you, but they're from the neck down, they're flossing, but their eyes are dead on you.
It's weird.
It's really fucking upsetting.
It's like a painting where the eyes follow you around the room.
Honestly, I'm just like, look, stop looking at me! Stop it now, because you're fucking creeping me out.
My celebration was always just to be deadpan and just.
Yeah, you were the celebration kind of guy. No.
My favourite thing is when you caught either an interception or a turn in Aberdeen. And you ran like the whole length of the field to return it for a touchdown. And in the photos, I was on the sideline. But as he's running, there's like three photos of me going, "Yeah!"
I remember that because I was, as soon as I caught it, I was tired. And I was like, "Oh God, I can't.
I'm not running this."
So if you can see in the video, I'm weaving back and forward so I don't get caught. But there's no one behind me, so I look absolutely ridiculous.
You mean you didn't look in the jumbotron as you were running towards the end zone?
Yeah.
Back to game.
I was so tired. That was like 20 yards and I was knackered.
Back to games. Did you? We didn't really touch much on Fortnite.
I've not played it, but
you build as you go or something.
So yeah, it's weird. You can build shit and you can build like forts around you, and I've been getting killed like within 10 minutes each time. But it's a cool game. I'm still working on it. But also, did you see the 2K League, NBA 2K League?
Mm-hmm. They draft.
So, yeah, it's fucking crazy. And I wish that this happened when I was young, because I spent so much time masturbating and playing video games that I could have been a professional.
Like in the same thing.
Hey, I got two hands.
Your mom listens to this, man.
That first activity didn't need to be mentioned, though.
No, it didn't. We're spicing up.
You could have just said, when I was 14, all I did was play football games, and all we think to ourselves was, I'm masturbating.
Or we could have just laughed, and we could have moved on to the next thing.
No.
We're going to talk about Mike masturbating. Now, so on April 4th, the 2K League held its first ever draft. So these are guys just playing NBA 2K for a living.
Individual characters.
NBA teams are putting money up to draft these guys and they'll relocate them to whatever city that they're from. So there was one guy who was from Texas, got drafted for the Knicks, is now living in New York. Probably has a nice place in New York somewhere. In real life. This is real deal.
Yeah. So basically you create your sort of fantasy basketball guy, you make him a point guard or whatever, and then you'll join a team and your guy will be the point guard on that team, and then there'll be four other guys who've created their like shooting guards and centers and stuff.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, so it's crazy. You're drafting you and your little individual player to go.
I've played NBA since like 2014. But I fucking loved that game. I didn't. It was 2K15 put me off.
I smoked dots on it on 2K15.
It's a lie. Don't lie on our podcast.
I smoked it.
So they can earn up to $35,000 a year, a season. And plus, they can get up to $1 million, well, their slice of the million dollar prize also on top of that. So now the whole relocation cost covered by the NBA team, plus you're getting paid $35,000 a year, plus you can get, if you're good, you can win up to £1 million.
Is
this good for society, first of all?
I think it's fucking brilliant, man, because it's the same thing with all these YouTubers who are now making millions because of ad revenue. They've found a system that they can work through, that costs them, to begin with, next to nothing to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook,
YouTube, podcasts, and this nothing. Type of thing nowadays is people just trying something out and making money. So it's not the whole, you need to get a job, you need to work your whole life. Do you know what I mean? People can actually go out and do something different, even if they're not necessarily specially talented at anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could just be like, I know podcasts where it's literally just people a little bit funnier than us, and they're making a lot of money.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. We'll get there.
Tiny bit.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's brilliant. I think it's...
Well, yeah. There's a Madden League.
There is a Madden League.
And if you win, like, the Madden League, you get, like, a couple of million or something.
Is it not in Asia, like, the professional video game players are, like, big as, like, American football stars, yeah, like, over here?
Tekken players and Street Fighter players.
Well, do you... Have you watched any... Anything, not necessarily Madden, but any game, like people playing it.
Yeah, I watched the Madden.
One night,
yeah, I watched a little bit of it too.
I was one
yeah.
night drunk, I ended up watching a game of FIFA on like BT Sport 2, and I thought it was an actual game because I was smashed.
Rocket League.
Oh, do they do that in with FIFA too? Do they have professional leagues?
It's not like 3 o'clock in the morning, is it?
Well, it's interesting what you pointed out about like them taking the actual position in a team and having, say, 5 players from around the world that create a team, because it just seems to like expand on what FIFA do, but Ultimate Team, because you've got guys who play professionally for Schalke, New York Red Bulls, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But the big difference is it's not like they've got players all together playing as a team together. You know, they're just creating their sort of fantasy, you know, controlling their fantasy team, whereas that's like
individual
next
players.
Next level, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's like the total, next
is
level.
That like a, it's like that next life type, that other, what was it?
Second life type.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. These people are, you could be a 5 foot dead on 16 stone guy who's never played a game of basketball in real life in your life, and you're now a world recognised.
I've watched FIFA tournaments and that. I played loads of FIFA. I feel bad now. You do it when you're sitting with your pals.
You're not be sitting around having a game of FIFA. It's a really good fucking game. You'll be watching it like you're watching an actual game because it's still two people competing.
Yeah, I'll watch like some of the Madden stuff. Like when you go in, on like PlayStation 4, like when you log in, it'll show you some of the people who are playing it. And so, like, I'll play a couple of games and then I'll see that and I'm like, oh, I'll watch it. And I'll end up on the couch like, oh shit, this guy's pretty good. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a whole thing. I've caught Riley watching videos of people like FIFA tutorials and that. And then I'll see him the very next day he's playing, trying these things out.
That's why I watch the pros, because you're watching them to see how they're playing the game and working the game mechanics to essentially score more goals. So then you're looking at going, right, I see what they're doing, let me take that in at Ultimate Team and let me take that in the weekend, week, next week in the league.
I play in the team sometimes,
but it's just about trying to improve.
I played in like an old firm charity match, you know, you get those ones where it's like all retired players, and there was a couple of them that were like quite old, but there was a couple, a guy called Bobby Petter used to play for Celtic.
Is this real life or video games?
Real life. Right. It was like
old Ranger players playing video games.
It was like for autism awareness of the high school. So it was something like you paid, what was it, I got it for my birthday, it was like 80 quid. And you got the strip, you got a walkout, okay, you got to play, you got a photo staying with all these ex-Celtic players. And like, I was lining up against these guys. So I remember playing for Rangers when I was a kid, because I was up front. Goal was disallowed.
Tori Andrew Flo.
But it was strange to see, because like, you think when you're playing sports with your pals, you're like, you're playing as well as you can. But see, when you see someone who has been a professional, it's mental seeing them like up close as to how they move and how they can read a game.
Yeah,
well, that's a good point. It's called World of Football in Edinburgh, but it's like Soccer World in Dundee. It's like the 3G pitches or whatever. Yeah. We played 5-a-side, and my buddy was like, "Oh, me and some buddies need an extra player," so I went there, and it was Christian Nadi. And the two other guys that played for Southampton. And I'm like, are you having a laugh? So I was like, yeah, I'll have some banter. And it was the worst experience of my life.
Even like, because it was alright, because it was a mixture, I think it was like 4 ex-pros, and like the rest were just people who paid their donation to play. And even though there was one guy, Frank McAvenny, he used to play in the 80s.
Shagger
McAvenny.
But like, he was even though he was like, he must be like just about 60, but like his touch and his movement and his passing was unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? You can just see these guys who actually, you see the difference in a professional athlete. And it's the same when it comes to the guys playing games. Like, I used to think I was alright at FIFA, and then I played my mate Anthony, and he was like fucking just, I was like, I couldn't even get the ball near him. He was doing all the skills and the flicks, and it was just like,
yeah,
crazy. Game mechanics. Yeah, it's known how to manipulate game mechanics.
Yeah, it's the whole hand-eye coordination thing. I think it's good. I think it's where we have to find a healthy balance to let your kids play computer games and do actual sport.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind Riley playing the Xbox for a couple of hours if he's already been out doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because I know that it's improving his hand-eye coordination. He's doing things like, you bumped my ass at FIFA. I've stood it many times on this podcast. It's a real fucking sore point.
It's good for like hand-eye coordination, yeah, but I think it's also good just for problem-solving with certain games. Maybe not necessarily sports. But yeah, actually, with sports games, it is problem-solving,
Since Riley started playing FIFA a lot... his abilities on the actual football pitch have improved.
Yeah.
Because I think he knows now where someone should be running. because he's watched the computer do it.
All right.
I'll see him making quite complex passes and I go, fucking hell. But it's because he's sitting, he's always watching football or watching videos or playing the Xbox, and like, see, the mechanics are that realistic nowadays that the runs that the players off the ball are making.
That's how I learned about NFL, was playing 2K5 on the Dreamcast back
then. You could
make your own, use your own soundtracks and that for touchdowns and all that kind of shit, mate. That taught me a lot about so when I sit down and watch American football now, I kind of have an understanding of what's going on. It's not just snap and guys just running at each other and throw out a pass. It's kind of like, right, what's actually going on in the place.
Madden, you know? Definitely got me I was always interested in American football, but Madden really got me interested, like learning, playing at a higher level and just getting my ass kicked, especially online early on, like in the early days, and then thinking like, if I improve my football knowledge, I can probably get better at this. And it didn't work, of course, but it still got my knowledge of the game going.
I was really into American football until I tried to play it.
Yeah, playing
was
the best.
Then I was just like, right, so now you can see the mechanics of it, you can see like the people running off the ball, the linemen, the D-linemen, I mean, all that to it. It's still, I remember there was a couple of times at Super Bowl, I was like, what happened there? Because there's rules upon rules upon rules.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my catchphrase when I played for the Hurricanes. The referee blew the whistle, I was like, what happened?
They're changing the rules as well now.
Again?
Changing rules where?
In the NFL. Now you can't lead with your helmet or something.
Oh, yeah.
Making the game more boring.
But safer. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to be... I think it's going to be good for the game, though. I think that it's going to make people tackle better, eventually.
I think it's just going to...
If they don't do something, the game's going to end up getting shut down.
Yes, yeah.
And as much as that pains you to say, but like...
I think it's still going to end up getting shut down anyway. Or no, what we know of as football will exist at some point.
Something completely different.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so much sport. We've done it again.
We have, yeah. Sorry, Billy.
That's literally started off of the feedback.
Sorry, Billy. So,
yeah, thanks, Billy.
Totally, let's segue without an actual segue. I got a wedding tonight.
Shopping?
Yeah, we did go shopping. That sounded like we were a gay couple. We went shopping.
What happened when you had a wedding to go to a couple years ago?
Yeah, Andy did help me up. He was my personal stylist for the afternoon.
And properly prepped him up.
Yeah, and I got a lot of compliments.
Chinos, blazer, bow tie.
Nice. Bow tie, yeah.
We're going to get Andre 3000.
Yeah, I did, actually, yeah. With a bolt head. But anyway, wedding gifts. What's your take on wedding gifts? How much should you... My rule... When I was younger, my mom said that if you're going like all day and you're going to be sitting down and eating, you should pay enough to cover your plate at that place. So you should go online or wherever it is, or how much it costs to have a wedding guest there, and at least pay that.
Depends on the person, depends on the venue, depends on the invitation.
Okay, so I'll lay it all out. You guys tell me what I need to pay.
It depends, yeah. Like I said, if I'm there all day, what I'll usually do is, because nowadays... Couples have been together for quite a while.
Yeah.
So they've got... You can usually assume that they have a house. So they've got plenty of stuff.
They do have that.
But then they'll be going on their honeymoon. So usually what I do is find out where they're going on honeymoon, find out what the currency is, and then just stick up... Like, what my rule is usually, if it's all day, it's 100 quid. And if you're evening, it's 50.
That's... Okay. We did that because we bought our house before we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, if you want to get us something, we're going to Disneyland in Florida. Yeah. So you can... Okay. To that.
You don't have to, but this is what, like, don't buy us things that are just going to clog up our house. Like, I'd say usually honeymoon money.
Honeymoon money.
Unless it's like a pal and you know, like, my friend.
This is a friend of a friend who I know, but I know we work together too. Mm. So
evening invite.
Evening invite only.
Where is the wedding?
The evening, it's at Hunting Tower, so relatively upscale, but
tell you
nice place.
You need to get yourself a...
Yeah, it's just outside of town.
You need to get yourself a gift bag for putting a bottle in, and get yourself a bottle of booze in there, and an actual gift.
Yeah, because the drinks are pretty expensive.
Yeah, man, you take a gift bag and have it under your chair.
But if it's a friend of a friend, it's like, I don't know, 15, 20 quid, maybe?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see,
if anything.
Andy Max like, nah.
I am the gift.
It's a present, right?
I am the gift. If it's like destination wedding, they're lucky you're going if you go.
Well, see, actually, it's like, I've got a friend from work's wedding, and like, there's a load of people that we used to work with were getting invited, and they're going away to America, so we all decided to just club in for dollars. So because there's a work pal, we'll probably all chuck in 10 or 15 quid, dollars-wise.
Yeah.
And that'll make up hour part of the evening type thing. But I think
okay.
it varies. But I usually, you can't go wrong with honeymoon money.
Okay, that's cool.
Covering the plate is quite a good sort of philosophy.
It is, yeah. Mama Dots. Hopefully we can get around.
But then again, that depends on the venue.
You should just interview her and stick up the video.
We should. Have a one-on-one interview. We can have Andy splice it all together. You know what I mean?
Damn it, Michael.
So,
does she call you Michael?
When she's annoyed, yeah. Yeah.
But it,
which is a lot.
But the thing is, if you, for example, if you came to my wedding, the plate was only £45. But if you went to my cousin's wedding at Edinburgh Castle, you're having to cover £120.
Okay, well, let's...
So where does that land?
Well, let's come up with something for the people, and I'll share my Facebook rules. Remind me to share my Facebook rules, invite rules, after.
Right, well, family, friend... The thing is, you can go deep in this, so you can go mm-hmm. family, because it... Sibling, auntie, uncle, cousin.
Okay, so the nuclear family, all right? So we'll include cousins in
so
that.
Say, it's your brother or your cousins, you're going to get them something nice.
Yeah.
Or, like I say, if they're going away somewhere special, £100 and whatever money they're going, there you go, and then that's going to be...
But do people get gifts anymore? Like, remember the whole thing, the whole cliche was like, oh, I got a toaster.
I don't think so.
Is it not the American thing is registering somewhere?
Yes,
it is. I think that's really presumptuous. This is what we want.
My cousin registered, and they were like... Their list was ridiculous. They registered at John Lewis. And they were like, iPad, coffee machine, all this stuff. I was like,
That's ridiculous.
So say if they've done it the old school way and they're getting married and then moving in together, what yeah. I would do is get like a voucher for Debenhams or House of Fraser, somewhere that sells homeware
that's
stuff.
That's fair, yeah.
But like, it depends on you know. So, yeah, if they've got a flat, so like, say me and Megan got married, there's a flat here, we've got plenty of stuff. Oh, cameo.
Oh, hi-ho! Bachelor party!
Woo! Lads. But like, I've got a dishwasher, a washing machine.
Yeah. You could start with a doorknob on that door.
Yeah. Or a new toilet seat.
But I'll register it. I only want a toilet seat, but it's one of those see-through ones with a goldfish in it.
That would be hilarious. How funny would that be? How disappointed would you be if you got a gift and it was a fucking toilet seat and you're renting
your wedding? I always keep threatening one day she's going to come back and I'm going to spray paint the whole toilet just gold. It's like sparkly gold, so I've just got a gold shitter.
A gold shitter. You know, you can buy stuff to make your shit gold. You know, you can eat it and then. Sorry. So, so the wedding. So we said.
Remember, we said last week was a little bit slow, and this week we've just decided to go weird as fuck.
Yeah, we're diving right in.
50 and 100 seem to be a good sort of 50 for evening, 100 for full day.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's, okay. That's the budget. That's if that's family, that's the proviso I use.
That's fair and simple. So we're talking about rules, right? Facebook rules. I hopefully I haven't talked about this on the podcast before.
I'm an avid listener.
Avid listener, yes. Andy's been with us since day one.
Yeah, he's one of our five
day avid one.
Listeners.
Day two.
Day two.
Since the real talent joined.
No shots to Matt. No shots to Matt. Please don't increase my rent.
I don't know if there are other podcasts in China. So okay.
Has he not been listening?
Probably not.
Can't even get Google in China.
I just got a text from the other day, so he's on the spring holidays.
Yeah.
So I'm in Vicky had planned this trip away for a couple of days. It was maybe one of the last untouched parts of China. They're really excited, and I got a text from last night. I was like, "How's the holiday?" He was at, but we're on our way back from the train station because Vicky took us to our home train station and we missed our train.
Oh no!
Couldn't get another one till like Saturday morning, then we might be coming back to Sunday morning, so they just patched it.
Doesn't sound like Vicky at all, does it?
He also told me he's eating vegan now, so I don't want him to listen to this
podcast. Oh, she got to him. Yeah. That's true love, isn't it? Anyway, Facebook rules, right?
Facebook rules, yeah.
So, first of all, how do you feel about people who you may not know requesting you on Facebook?
I literally have maybe 15 friend requests that are just sitting pending.
Do you not even cancel them off?
Well, that's when I got really excited at the Hurricanes fold when Andy finally accepted my friend request.
If you cancel them off, then they go. Then they might go, oh, did I forget to add him and then add me again?
Oh.
So if you leave it pending, then they know you're purposely ignoring them.
You know what? I knew this because you did this. I'm not going to say his name. You did this.
Can you beat that?
Beep that out. Edit it out.
I want to
remember the time that out. You did that to him, and I remember laughing. And I thought.
Then he messaged you.
Yeah, he did message me. Yeah.
What was it? The message he sent?
I don't remember what he said.
He was like, "Is Andrew purposely ignoring me? I've not seen his friend request
for the best."
That's hysterical. Anyway, back to the topic. Please edit that out because I don't want I don't want to lose any listeners. So people are requesting you randomly. So my rule is you have to have 5 meaningful conversations with that person before you request them, or have a life event with them. And by life event, meaning we were talking before, like a wedding. You were at a wedding, sat at a table together, had a couple, shared a couple of jokes, a couple of drinks, or something important that happened in your life that you shared together.
I was just going to say, I was at a wedding last year. It was Megan's family, like, and they're down south. And the guy at the table was a guy sitting across me, and the total bromance. I can't fucking remember his name, but the whole night, me and him played wine bingo.
Yeah.
Because there was 5 different bottles of wine on the menu, and we made sure we ticked them all off.
Ballarat.
So it's always good when you got a wedding and you get people you don't know who are good crack.
So what do you think about my rule? Someone told me that 5 was too small.
What's a meaningful conversation?
It depends. How long between resetting them?
Not like, because Andy and I always go on, we talk pretty much every day about people at work coming up to us. People that we don't like at work coming up to us.
Oh, I got the classic.
Saying things like, oh, it's shitty outside, isn't it? It's like, yeah, I just came in from outside. I know it's shitty outside. I don't want the small talk. I see every day.
The American football is the worst.
It's getting the lift. It's lift, small talk.
I don't like a lift. I have a rule for lifts.
What's that?
15 floors. Or get the stairs. If you're going above 15 floors, then you're allowed to take the lift. If not,
15
get,
floors?
If not, get the stairs.
See, stop, I usually, my rule is, if the person that I'm with goes to the lift, I'll go to the lift.
I'll see you up there.
If I'm by myself, I'll take the stairs.
Yeah, I'll see
you up there.
Yeah.
Or I'll give them some shit for being lazy.
What's the reset counter in between these conversations?
What do you mean?
Well, so you see 5 meaningful conversations. Was over that 15 conversation, years. Is that one conversation a year for 5 years?
Yeah, but that's with somebody that you haven't seen over that amount of time. You wouldn't add, hopefully, on Facebook anyway.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying.
So let's define this shit. So if we have 5 conversations, this is some people that you see. Because we don't want to just add people that we see, right? Yeah,
like, I don't add people I work with.
You don't add people that you work with, yeah. No. Well, you clearly laid out to me that you don't like the people that you work with. So that's fine.
I feel like you have to air a friendship.
It's not like I don't like them.
We can
like
say this
them.
Now because Amy's moving.
So. Like I work with you, so I speak to you during the day, so why do I need to speak to you outside of work?
I'm sort of that's the same, true. But like, I don't mind adding people I've got on that I work with, but like, I've been working in the same place for 10 years, and I've been in like a number of different teams and departments.
Yeah.
But I've maybe only got out of those 10 years maybe 5 people that I'm still pals with.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a team with you. I was in a team with Andy at one point, and there's a few other people that I've still kept in contact after I've left that team.
Yeah.
That happens quite a lot because there's people that I was quite pally with when I first started with. That it's now just a case of all right, or no, even that you don't even say hi to each other.
Yeah. I'll add them after I leave, but not while I currently work there.
See, I know someone who's she's quite high up in her work, and she'll accept requests from people she works with, but she won't make the request.
But like you said, it sounds a bit like obnoxious to say you have to earn like a friend request from me, but it's people that, especially like, sorry for sports, but it's people that come to the Hurricanes for one day. I shake their hand, I'm Andrew, and then I go home and there's a friend request.
Tell me if this is wrong though. Like, with you, it was probably different because they saw you as like a leader or a captain on the team. I felt the same way. Like, people were requesting, it's kind of like, oh, well, I told this guy what to do, and he maybe want to ask me a couple of things, so that's why he wants to.
See, I think again,
that's how I think that people would view
you. It's maybe
different.
So, if you're in a sports team with each other, maybe not the first training session, but say you've been in the same team for a few weeks and you've been there week in, week out. And you've had the crack with each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
I requested your friendship.
I requested your friendship.
I requested your friendship, good sir. But like after a few weeks, because I like, you know, I just be, hi, can we be friends, please?
That's what I feel like, and it's like, oh, leave me, go away.
But I don't think that's obnoxious. I just think, nowadays as well, especially social media makes it acceptable, whereas I still like to count people that I'm friends with as my actual friends.
Mm.
And I probably, if I could be arsed, I'd go through my Facebook and clear out all the people that wouldn't even notice if I was gone.
Yeah.
But I feel like the majority of people on there I would still say hello to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I gauge it as, if I see you in the street and I've seen on Facebook it's your birthday, I'll make a point of saying happy birthday.
Oh yeah, I got a lot of bullshit on
that. I purposely took my birthday off Facebook. Because if you're friends with me, you should know when my birthday is.
I did that a couple of years ago because there was one year it was a pain in the arse. I was like, first of all, you know, like a humble brag. I had like 78 happy birthday But like the next year I was like, right, I'm going to take it off.
I got none.
And the next year I got 3.
I got none. I was like, this is bullshit.
I put it back on because sometimes it's nice. You're like, Yeah.
Or you have to click on their profile. Who are you?
Well, we're gonna touch on that and bro, no, when we come up to that. Oh, okay. That's all right. Mm-hmm. I just added that to the list. So, do you think that is that a ridiculous rule? The five.
No, I think, but I think you have to put a time scale. So five conversations within a year.
Maybe not a time scale on that, but five conversations with people that you see regularly.
But yeah. What's meaningful?
Because
I have meaningful conversations with my boss, but I'm not going to add them on Facebook.
Meaningful. That's very. It's a good point. Not related
to
work.
Was there back personal exchange?
Personal, meaningful.
Was
conversations.
Was it an enjoyable conversation? Because people I speak to
enjoyable.
People
a good
I speak
point.
To like on a daily basis, and it's not an enjoyable conversation. Yeah,
that's true. Okay. All right.
So, but I think it has to be a bit where you have to walk away from the conversation, not want to throat punch that person.
Personal, meaningful
chemistry.
banterous
conversation. Five of those bad boys. Yeah. Well, if we're gonna do it, we're gonna add all those words to it. Then we might as well cut it down to three. Three meaningful banterous. Is that a word, or are you just making this up?
Banterful.
It is a banterful.
Banterful.
Full of bands. Three conversations. I'm willing to cut down to. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. We refined my rule.
Enjoyable conversation.
I also have another rule.
Okay.
The gum rule. The mint rule. If someone has bad breath, I definitely said this, but it's worth repeating. If someone has bad breath, rather than offering them gum or mint, tell them to take a mint or gum. So that's a little thing between us, so you know.
Fucking eat it.
I'm not going to shove it down your throat, no, but I'm not going to offer it to you, because that gives you the, you can turn it down.
If I just say,
take a mint, your breath's hot, you need to go.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah,
like
if
that?
I feel like my breath's thing, I'd want my pals to tell me.
Yeah.
Like, I would too, yeah.
The thing is, I try and be quite aware of that, because I've worked with people who, like, smelled.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how do you not know?
Sometimes it's just ingrained in
you. I don't know if you've seen these sort of Febreze adverts, but it's that whole nose blind.
Yeah.
You get used to it. For example, cologne. If you wear the same cologne, you're like, oh, am I wearing enough? Because you can't really smell it.
Yeah.
So maybe they smell.
I feel like I'm super aware. Like, if there's days, if I walk to work in the summer, and like I'll just be a little bit sweaty by the time I get to work, and I've not got the deodorant with me, my arms are like,
stuck
to my sides the entire day.
Yeah,
that's
rough. Bad. Well, I'm trying to be aware of it. I don't know.
I have a tub of gum in my desk, so I'm always popping gum.
I always get mints to keep them in my drawer too, and then everyone always takes them. But please use that. Pass that forward, guys.
Mm.
Have a mint. Does anyone need to have a mint though, Andy? Andy's offering us mints.
No, how's everyone got really tense? Is that like, oh shit? He's gonna tell me to.
No, tell me. My breath's hot. Tell me.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Please. So, what else has been going on this week?
I'm going to hijack this.
Dive in.
Skinny trousers.
Oh!
Okay.
Mike and I ran into this today because he was needing trousers or pants or chinos or whatever. Uncomfortable trousers for his wedding. And we went to we went to four shops.
This could, should we just start bra and all right now?
Let's just dive in.
Let's get the music on. Ladies and gentlemen,
space.
This is bra or nah.
Basically, these guys, the four shops we went into, there was either slim fit or skinny fit. And it's like, I can't get my legs into either of those, so am I now unable to wear trousers?
I've got really short, I'm 6'2", but like I have really short legs, like short, thick legs. So I can't wear normal jeans, so I have to get like the stretch ones.
Mm-hmm.
So they look skinny, but the only reason I wear them is because I can actually move. If I got a pair of normal jeans, they will last me 2 months and the arse will rip.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, even the stretch ones get destroyed after like 6 months because I have a 36 inch waist with a 42 inch arse.
Well, my legs are pretty big, so I have to go maybe sometimes 38 to be able to get my calves in a slim fit. Or
see, actually, just because I'm not a big fan of the bootcut ones, that's why I buy the stretch ones, but yeah, there's.
Well, this is the issue we have. You can't find bootcut no more. Not like I want to wear it. I don't like bootcut, but you cannot find anything. But the lady in the shop told us today, she was like, just go for the slim ones, not the skinny. Because the slim, what I interpreted her saying was, the slim is basically the new straight fit or something like that.
But then you went into Next, and then there was regular on the rack and straight on the rack, and then there was slim on the other rack, then there was skinny on the other rack.
Yeah,
so
it's ridiculous.
I'm not a fan of skinny, but stretch I'm on board with.
Yeah,
okay.
Skinny, but then so I'm gonna go skinny jeans or nah from me.
Skinny jeans are nah, definitely for me.
It's a big nah for me.
Yeah,
me
too.
It's a big
the constriction on the calves, and I just can't deal with.
That's why the stretch ones have been a revelation for me.
Yeah,
so
the dream.
Okay, so moving on within Brona. This is going to be a quick one. We might not have much to say about it. Collars on sports jerseys, bra or no?
See, I like the Celtic away one that my kids got. It's like a dark green and a light green strip, and has like a polo shirt collar, and it looks smart as fuck.
Is there, are there buttons on it or no?
Yeah,
there are buttons on it. You can
button it right up. Right at least pulling back the flipped up collar.
Yeah. Alright.
No. I said, I was like, go and get ready for training. And he came back in with the collar flipped up, and I was like, I've never been prouder of you. So come on.
Good lad.
A tear in his eye.
Like, he's bringing it back.
I think if you have a collar, you need to make sure there isn't a top button so it can't be done up.
Okay.
Well, see, I like a polo shirt, like buttoned up.
See, I think that looks weird without it. Like, certain rugby tops look weird.
I think, in my opinion, fully buttoned up collared shirts look ridiculous.
Well, see, I like it on a polo shirt. I like it to be buttoned up and like, I like the collar to be straight and just flat down, mod style.
Andy Mack.
Same with Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm going bra for collars. Like,
collars and sports jerseys, really?
Yeah, only on rugby jerseys.
Do you want me to show you? Do you want me to go and get you the top and show you?
We'll take a picture of it. We'll put it on the Facebook page.
Rugby jerseys, because there was a Scotland rugby jersey a couple of years ago that had a collar that looked pretty smart, but I don't like the one football jersey.
Okay, so it's bra in certain cases. Bra and rugby and the Celtic top, the Scotland rugby and the Celtic top, but nah, in every other instance.
I don't know, man. There's some smart ones out there. Like,
yeah, that's the thing.
The thing about sports jerseys now is they are made for just general wear.
Yeah.
And even the old ones that are nasty from the 90s, have you seen some of the retro tops coming back and folk are wearing them? I've got like a 1978 Scotland World Top replica top. It's like a long cotton thing as well. And I was just like, if they used to play football on this, they would have died.
Sweated it out. If it rained.
Yeah.
It's shrinking.
Half a mile an hour running.
Okay, bra or not, male cheerleaders?
Why the fuck no?
I'd say bra because those girls aren't flipping themselves.
Are you saying that women aren't strong enough to flip themselves?
To be honest, it's the same. I've got to say, like, well, I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I guess that's the best. That's one of the best. The reason why I say that is the Los Angeles Rams now have added male cheerleaders to the squad.
Yeah, who cares?
They have two male cheerleaders actually in their squad of about 30, it looks like. So, I mean, is that not, you don't think that's distracting sitting? If you were sitting in the stands, you would see a guy. Really, I mean, you wouldn't really pay attention to it.
See, if you're
looking
at the cheerleaders when there's a game playing,
why are you there?
Yeah, why are you there? But if it's halftime, by all means, crack on. But it was not going to be something like, oh, Cam, was that? There's a dude there.
Or that game was garbage. Did you see those cheerleaders?
Yeah. It was the same with female linesmen. Like, in football,
who cares?
As long as they were good at what they did, I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are far too progressive for that topic.
Yeah, I've got one. Guys, this will maybe be a
dive in.
Black cheerleader. No.
Definitely, bro.
I want to see. I don't know, some people would have had an opinion before this anyway, but the Conor McGregor incident, so is... Before you explain anything, is Conor McGregor now, is he still bra, or has he always been no?
Well, I always liked Conor McGregor, just because I liked what he did for the UFC, I like how he just kind of popularized, and
he was just entertaining.
I'm a casual UFC fan, and he has brought me closer to watching more UFC even with stuff that he's not involved in, right? That being said, what he did the other night is definitely not. It's poor. Yeah. It was distasteful.
See, I mean, like, the thing is, I've got so many. Like, you shouldn't have. Like, see, if it was just Khabib's bus,
yeah,
I would have understood it. But there was like 8 or 9 other fighters on there.
Yeah,
2 of them had to pull out from their fights. One champ had a fucking panic attack. Some guy got fucking glass in his eyeball, and like one of the guys who was meant to be fighting had just come, like, he pulled out of one thing before and then had major back surgery or something, so this was like his first fight back for about 2 years. But at the same time, you see what Nate Diaz come and said about him?
No.
So like, obviously they had a big rivalry, but Nate Diaz is like, well, that prick rolled up on his best mate, tried to threaten him, and they didn't expect something else to happen. What the fuck are you going to do? So like, to Nate Diaz, it's just pure gangland shit.
Wait, so
looked like a tantrum.
So explain what happened before then, because I didn't know this.
Conor's sparring partner, teammate, a guy called Artem Lobov, was fighting on the same card, and the bear looking dark, what was he from? Dagestan. Khabib Nurmagomedov. The guy looks like one of the toughest fuckers on the planet. Literally, he's been fighting people since he was about 4 years old. So him and all of his crew get round to Artem and start, where the fuck's Conor, blah blah blah, getting up in his face. So Conor's in Ireland, sees this, hops on his private plane to New York, and then tries to go for Khabib because he'd done it to his pal. So that's he's apparently, Dana White's come out and said he texted him, he's like, look, I'm sorry to the two people that got hurt, whoever else got upset about it, because but I needed to do it. Because for him it was a principle thing, but I think I can understand like everyone's stood up for their pals before in a scrap or whatever. But at the same time, you can't do that when there's a bus full of innocent people.
A couple of things for me. I think you got to be snorting a lot of cocaine to be sitting there in your house, like, man.
Well, that's, I think that was evident. Yeah, then,
I think I'll just call the private jet.
Get
the boys.
Get a pilot.
Yeah.
He's literally the epitome of the guy, but he has the money. So when you were watching, I said at 5 years he'd either done something. He's like, ah,
I'm doing
it. I will do something. I'm surprised he didn't fly the plane himself.
Like, as well as that, Brendan showed me the good point is that you've given this guy so much free reign.
Yeah.
Because he's made this company so much money, you've let him get away with so much stuff that eventually he was going to cross the line. And the thing is, as well, he's only, what, 27, 28?
Yeah, he's young dude.
So I'm not being funny, like, I'm 28. And if I had $100 million in the bank, I'd be an idiot still as well.
Yeah. I think that gets lost a lot with any professional athletes. Like, these guys are, for the most part, when they're in their primes, are below 30. And if you give someone who's like 24, 25 years old a couple of million dollars or a couple of million pounds, they're going to go crazy for a little while.
Yeah.
And even not even just athletes, just musicians or whoever. Like, they're going to have some issues.
Yeah, man,
and especially now with social media and TMZ everywhere, you're going to see some shit that you probably shouldn't see.
Literally, man, there's no room for error. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that was any of us, say your best pal gets threatened by a couple of guys in a pub and no one's there to help him.
Yeah.
And then you and your pals go down and there's an altercation. That's going to pass under the radar. Nobody's going to bother their arse. But if you're Conor McGregor...
Yeah, that's going to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
It does strike me as a little bit convenient some of the timing of it all.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
I know nothing about the guy. So the thing about that UFC event is, so they got in, so it was meant to be,
so he's meant originally, Nurmagomedov was meant to be fighting Tony Ferguson, which is a fight I've been looking forward to for,
that would be
2.5 years, and they've tried to book it 3 times already and it's fallen through.
And then brought in Holloway.
Max Holloway, who's the featherweight champ, said that he would step up, so I was kind of like, well, okay.
6 days ago, still would have been a good fight.
But he apparently couldn't make the weight safely in time. Mm-hmm. Like, to be fair, he got fucking 6 days' notice.
Yeah.
You know.
So fair play to them for actually. You know what, the really good thing about the UFC is that it doesn't matter how big the promotion is,
they will
pull fighters at a moment's notice if they're not going to. And it used to be years ago, they wouldn't do that, so people would go in. It was the same with McGregor just before he fought Aldo. Does anyone remember how fucking terrifying he looked at the weigh-in? Mm-hmm. There were like literally shadows under his eyes because he had dropped that when he was so dehydrated.
Yeah.
And so then Holloway couldn't make the...
He couldn't make the weight, so they've got this other guy in Al... Oh, I can't remember.
He's a New York fighter. I don't know anything about him, but the guy weighed in at 0.02 pounds overweight.
I haven't met... Sorry.
Yeah, of
course. 0.02 pounds overweight. So basically, if Khabib wins, Khabib gets the title. But if this other guy wins, he doesn't get fuck all.
Well, he will get the title, but it's that the Athletic Commission won't necessarily recognise him as the champion because of the fact he was 0.2 pounds overweight.
Like, so this,
that card's falling flat on its ass. I'll bet you Dana White privately, part of him sitting there going, thank you very much, Conor, for getting all the attention back on this card.
Khabib is a fucking monster, so he's going to win this fight. I don't know how good this other guy is. He'll probably put on his best showing, but anyone's going to have troubles against Khabib because he has a style where he literally throws you on the ground. He doesn't try and submit you, but it's that perfect. He just holds you down and beat you like a bitch. So this guy's got, I don't think this guy's got any chance. So Khabib's going to win, get the title, call it McGregor, and in 6 months McGregor's going to back, and it's going to be the most hyped fight ever.
Well, we've got a couple more bra or
not. Is this still bra or not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, McGregor was brought up, but first, like, I think with Dana White, I think that they said it wasn't planned. I don't think that was planned. Well, I think he maybe spoke to Conor McGregor and said, if he did turn up, it wouldn't be the worst thing. And then it did turn out to be the worst thing.
There definitely won't be two guys waiting by a door.
It did see WWE-ish where it was like, oh, he's in the elevator. It's Conor McGregor. Oh my God.
I had flashbacks to when Stone Cold filled McMahon's car up with cement.
Yeah.
Or when someone ran over Stone Cold and then like 2.5 years later it was Rikishi.
Well, that's what I'm saying. My name strikes me like, can you hit for Saturday night? I was like, I can't wait for McGregor to show up in a beer truck and just hose the stage down.
Yeah, he's going WWE in about 6 years, probably.
I bet money Conor will get fined a shit ton of money, but he will be fighting this year against Khabib for that title.
John Jones crashes car into a pregnant lady, fled the scene high on coke, all that. Look at him, he was back.
Well, I saw a tweet, and it was John Jones did that. Someone else beat someone else did something else, but then Conor's getting done for giving a UFC fighter a panic attack.
I'm gonna rephrase
I heard you laughing at that, and I was like, don't you dare talk about that.
I'm going to rephrase my brother now. I was like, so in my eyes, McGregor's still bra.
Yeah, me too.
But his actions are not.
The actions are definitely not.
He's but too funny.
I'm still a fan. I still think he's
entertaining.
Yeah, he is. And like, he'll probably know he's fucked up and he stepped over the line a little bit. But at the same time, I'm excited to still see what he does. Yeah. Like, I was all day yesterday, I was checking his social media just in case he managed to get hold of his phone and just be, who gives a fuck out on this thing?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Apparently, the police were shadow boxing with him when he was in custody.
Well, they said that. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, so I'm going to say actions, no McGregor, bro.
Yeah, he's bro to me.
Bro either way.
Yeah,
there you go.
I don't even like UFC, but I think he's bro, he's hilarious.
Yeah, I heard you say, why don't you like, quickly, why don't you like UFC?
I just don't, I'm not a big fan of watching gratuitous violence.
Yeah, I'm not really either, but I mean, I like that.
Like, if when someone gets pinned and then you start beating on them, I'm kind of wincing. Yeah. I'm a bit of a puss and that sort of.
That's cool. I feel the same way. Bra or nah? A cheeky Nando's or just Nando's in general?
Go and get chicken. Like, that's it.
That's my whole thing.
I'm going to Nando's. Do you want to come? That's it.
It's good if there's one there, but like, I went to Lidl the other day. I bought 4 chicken breasts, a pack of sweet potato fries and a bottle of peri peri sauce.
Yeah, you're good.
Bunged it, chucked it in the oven and it was delicious.
But yeah,
is the bra, it didn't cost me £400.
Is the bra or not going to Nando's or the cheeky part?
Well, the cheeky was just, it was cheeky.
It was just bands.
It was just bands. No, but right, going to them, someone like Facebook. The restaurant Nando's is bra or not.
Ah, oh, right. Yeah, it's bro.
Cool. Really?
Yeah.
I think it's super overrated.
It's a bit pricey, but yeah, it tastes good.
It's not like, I've maybe only had 5 in my entire life, but I've enjoyed them all, but I wouldn't pay that much all the time.
It's like 5 Guys.
Oh my God.
You get a burger and chips and you're down 20 quid. But
yeah, but I think that with 5 Guys, it's, I'm not going to say it's worth it, but I'd be more inclined to pay £20 there than I would be at Nando's. Nando's, I think it's just five guys chicken with some sauce on it.
Fair enough.
It's, I don't have to give
plus
you, we have to put
infinite
in a, we have to put in another category, bro, no, or overrated.
No, bro, no, I'm saying no.
I'll go extreme, in that sense, I'll go no.
I'd say bro.
Bro?
Yeah, maybe. I like a Nando's.
I've never eaten at Nando's.
Oh!
But in my defense, we'll get one of them.
That'll be awesome. Please do.
But I use the packets of, you know, the stuff you get
the in rubs
and that. Yeah, the rubs. I use them all the time. The
sauces are alright, yeah.
Yeah, and the sauces are.
Yeah, listen, you can do pretty much the exact same thing by going to the shop and buying the Nando's sauce.
£6 for 4 chicken breasts, £1 for Nando's rub.
Exactly.
And you've made your own for
a week, for lunch and dinner for a week. Okay, well, we'll stay on the food topic and I'm gonna get killed for this. Bra or nah? Lorne sausage.
Bra.
Nah!
Next!
Link sausage is 40 times better than Lorne sausage.
Where did you get that number?
That's just me.
Lorne sausage on a roll is ridiculous.
Bro, it's like, the thing is, you can put anything on top of it.
See, I went to.
Well, what do you put on top of Lorne?
Black pudding, bacon.
Oh, okay.
Egg, hash browns.
Hash brown.
That doesn't sound bad.
I went to Wetherspoons, got 2 Lorne sausage with hash browns. It wasn't on the menu, and the guy was like, that is an amazing idea. Even the waiter was like, that's fantastic.
I literally just had Lorne on top of Lorne.
Oh,
they now call it the Henderson.
Because you get through the first bit, and then you're like, shit, I've still got a whole other bit of Lorne to get through here.
I just
try it on a crispy roll.
Oh, good.
I just think it tastes like, I don't know.
Success.
No,
it tastes like Scotland.
Yeah.
And it just never looks
heart disease.
Yeah.
It tastes like heart disease, yeah.
It clogs your arteries as you swallow it.
I'm going.
That's part of the test.
I'm going no.
Bro.
Andy's already said.
I've not had any all day, man, so I tell you when I leave here, I'm going to get swinging by Baines.
Two more. Bro, no. Cardi B.
I have no idea who that is.
Wow, I knew you wouldn't know.
Indifferent.
No, well, really?
What sport does she play?
She got hit by the fucking wheel thing that Conor McGregor threw. She's a UFC fighter.
She probably get a fucking star.
She's a fighter.
No, she's a rapper.
I listened to some of her album the other day, and it wasn't like completely offensive to my ear. But there's a couple of songs that I made it the whole way through. But the rest of it, I was just like, you know, this isn't bad, but see, if I want to listen to a female rapper, I'll just listen to Nicki Minaj.
What about Evie Eve? Does she still is she still kicking about it?
Can you please tell anyone how old you are that you just said that?
Evie Eve!
She had that TV show.
Oh, she did have a TV show.
Oh. Yeah. I've probably heard the music, but so, not recognised who it was.
Can we talk about rappers, right? Has anyone heard of this fucking clown 6ix9ine?
Oh my god! When I got here, I went to the bathroom and I was like, I wonder if Mike's heard of this 6ix9ine guy.
Unpopular opinion alert.
You like him?
I find him entertaining, like Conor McGregor.
I was seeing this because I put an egg in the video, one of his music videos, and I was just like, you know what's annoying? If I didn't know what he looked like, I would probably put that on my gym playlist because it's just like.
It's hype. It's hype music.
Angry and fast, but then because I know what he looks like.
Sorry to get a bit dark. Did he not rape someone?
Well, that's the alleged.
Is that alleged? It's not been proved or anything.
Ian, you got something?
Yeah, it's the first thing that actually came up on Google when I googled him in.
Rape!
The first set is details and child sex complaint against them. So you guys are just chatting there. I'm just trying to.
So what happened was that, and he explained it, and you know, it sounded something like that would happen if you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. So he was 18 years old. There was a girl at a party that was there. That was, I think she was 14, and she was. He didn't touch her, but he was there, and. He ended up having to plead guilty to this, but he wasn't didn't end up like a sex offender thing. He was there while something happened to the girl.
There's another one, right? So he's a rapper. He's of Mexican descent because I know he was like Puerto Rican.
What's that got to do with anything?
But he does. He drops the N bomb quite a lot.
I was hoping we touched on this. Okay.
I was just like, because I was talking to Meg the other day. And I was just like, is that allowed?
Okay, so
can we ask the resident
the resident black guy Mike that's
the resident
here. Please don't. Not all minority. So Latinos can get away with it, black people of course can get away with it. I remember being in New Zealand and some of the Maori guys, they refer to themselves as black and they were saying it too, and it's kinda like it's now become a word for just any minority, I would say, necessarily any non-white minority.
Well, that's what I was in because I was watching like All Eyes on Me, and then like it has now become so much more. That it's very rare. It's always been that if it's a white person saying it, they're saying it in a derogatory, racist manner.
Yes,
because the only people who say only white people who say that out loud and while being recorded, are awful people because they're usually at some sort of hate rally.
Andy's looking at me like shit, should I not say that?
I didn't realize because I seen him and I was just like, I listened to him and I was like, fuck, is this man, this young gentleman is very angry at the world.
Regardless of who it is, if I'm listening to music, so I've got quite a good speaker I bring to training sometimes.
Yeah.
And even if I'm in the middle of doing something, if I hear the word, it always catches me off guard, regardless of who's saying it.
And my views on this, like I used to say it, like, so even around some of my white friends, like back at home, and then it was like, I feel like when I hear somebody else say it, like who isn't black, and maybe they're not saying it, like I disagree where people say
that was maybe a bad example. Yeah, you know what I mean, like,
I think that it, like you just said, Andy, it catches you off guard, and you kind of feel a little bit weird about it, and I don't want to make anybody. Feel like that. You know what I mean? So that's why I do not say it.
Joe
Rogan's got a bit about it. He goes like, there's three words that you can't say if you're like, just in general, and it's like cunt, nigger, and fuck.
Yeah.
And he's like, even if you are a white person are telling a story about someone saying it, you go,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, you're not saying it, and you're just repeating the word. Yeah. Because it's that taboo, because as well, I think people are too scared that in case they say it like that, and then it's misconstrued by something.
Well, I found, especially like coming to Scotland, right? I find that a lot of people they feel like they need to ask me about it, and they're like, oh, well, why can't I say it? Some people be like, well, why can't I say it? First of all, it's like, why do you want to say it? First of all, like, it's not cool to say this. Like, why do you want to say it, first of all?
Just do what everyone else does. Wait till you're driving alone.
Did 90% of the people who are asking you know where it came from, though?
I think they do know where it came from, but they want to say nigga, and then I want to say nigga with you, and it's like, no, you don't. I'm not saying it, so you don't have to say nigga with me.
I'm not saying it to you. You can call me Mike.
Yeah, just call me Mike.
And Mike, it's like, buddy, dude, friend, dude.
I always shot. I feel it's my duty. I was put partially put on this earth to be around people and just say, look, you can say whatever you want. I'm not your parent. I'm not gonna tell you whatever you want. You can say it around your white friends, and there may be some black people where you can say that word around, and they'll be cool with it. But you may get some people who may not be happy with that. You may get your ass kicked. Yeah. So why don't you just err on the side of caution, don't say anything, and then you'll be fine.
Another comedian was talking about, but like, it doesn't exist for white people. Like, there are no racial slurs for white people that aren't fucking hilarious. Like, if someone came up to me and called me like a cracker or a honky, I'm like, no one cares.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, nothing holds that much weight as that word.
It just has so much
connotations.
It just has so much
within
it.
Lifetimes, you know what I mean, things have become a lot different as well, so that's why it's still a phrase that, like, it's good that, like, if you see black people saying it themselves, that now they're trying to take away the sting of that word.
Yeah.
So it's now, you know what, how commonplace racism was back in the day. Like, years ago, it'd be more commonplace for someone to say paki when referring to an Asian person, regardless of whether they're from Pakistan, India, do you know what I mean? That was just the generalised term for an Asian person.
So what about, like, within the context of music? So let's say you're at, like, a Cardi B concert, because we were talking about Cardi B bra and all, and she says, something, nigga, are you, and you love Cardi B, you're a Cardi B fan, are you going to be there, like...
I'll admit to you, when I'm in the car by myself, I sing all the words.
Well, it's funny, 50 Cent said this is a while ago. He was like, they asked him, like, are you okay with white people saying it? He's like, well, I make music. And he's like, that's part of the music. And if they're listening to me, I assume they're not racist. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but then that's the thing as well, is I think that, is this like part of the line that, we were always saying that if we'll say something funny, even if it's totally, like, and you say it within your group of friends.
Yeah.
You know, like, we say something really fucking atrocious just for the laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you still say that in context? If I was to use that in a joke, would you still find that funny?
No, I wouldn't find it offensive, but again, it goes back to what Andy was saying. I would still be, especially hearing you say it, it would take me back. I'd be like, oh shit.
It'd be like, it's not the type of thing I would say, but like, do you know what I mean? It's just, that's the whole thing you're saying with comedians and that. It's like, sometimes it's just, if it was done well, and it wasn't just a case of just throwing it out there, like, I was watching Kevin Hart the other day, and he can't say it, he's black, but like, he drops it so much in one of his sets, but every time he said it was hilarious because of the context and the connotation that he put around the word.
I'll tell you, it's funny, the reason why I, especially like, even like, I was a comedian, I have a good story about this, if it was a comedian saying it, it's a little bit different, because I give them a little bit more role.
Yeah.
But I don't like the way, it's like, if it's said in context, like you're saying it around a joke, and there's all other white guys around, and I'm the only black guy there, I think people are kind of looking at you and me kind of like, well, I wonder how Mike feels about that. Yeah. But I don't want to come in and say, sign this disclaimer, I'm okay with the N-bomb being said in these contexts, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I went to go see Artie Lang. This is cool. You know who Artie Lang is? Comedian.
I don't know.
He's a comedian. He's a former junkie, but comedian, whatever.
Most of them are.
He's hysterical, right?
Yeah.
So he did this bit where he says he was in a black neighborhood, he's playing basketball, and basically the joke was like, all the guys were saying, nigga, like, oh, pass me the ball, nigga, what's up, nigga, and he was like, yeah, give me the ball, nigga, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, they didn't like that, but he said, nigga, like 30,000 times in the joke, and I was like the only black guy in the audience, and then everyone was just kind of like, oh my god,
I wonder
if he's okay with this. There's kind of like, well, he's telling a joke now, you're making me feel weird because he's told a joke about this.
It's the whole recreation, the outrage thing. I was talking to you about the new Purge trailer, and I have a feeling that it was probably directed by a white guy. And it was,
I gotta see this.
I'll have to put it on towards the end, but like, I was watching it, and it was like the SWAT teams going into the inner city neighborhoods in the first Purge that ever happened, so it's like a prequel. And it's like everyone's doing their crimes, that they're all dressed up as just normal people, but when they kill a load of them, they've all got like SWAT tattoos and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a government official's like, we have to show people this is working. So they're sending military people into low income neighborhoods. And I was just like, wow, they're really trying to swing far left with this one.
Yeah.
But I was just, I bet you it's directed by a white guy who's like, yeah, we'll show the system.
Yeah, we're going to show them how to do this, and they're going to end up doing it.
So what was the bra or no?
It was Cardi B, but we ended up going into the N-word.
I'm
going
to say no for Cardi B.
I'd probably say no until I realize
who she
is.
I think it's bra. I like bra.
What's that? Drake's new song is bra.
It is new. It is pretty good.
I never used to be a Drake fan, but his new one is fucking tremendous.
Drake, you don't like Drake either?
I've not heard much of his.
You're not
stuff.
A Drake fan, are you, Andy?
Nah. What music do you like, Andy?
I like a lot of music, but it's so funny because I'll... I'll probably say I like this song. Like, oh, that's Drake. I'm like, oh, is it?
What would you do? You like a particular genre?
No, I like a lot of stuff.
You like everything. All right, cool. So what's like your thing you're listening to right now? I mean, we're
right now. Yeah. The Greatest Showman soundtrack.
Ah, you know, my daughters are always going on about that. They love that.
Actually, David Horn's coming away from that band.
I am.
Because a musical guy.
Yeah, I like a musical. That's cool. But the thing is,
this is a judgment free.
I have it in.
That's your vision.
I was trying to get my wife to watch it, and we watched Star Wars, and I was like, come on, I'm telling you, The Great Showman is good. The Great Showman is good.
I was trying to get my wife to watch a musical, but she wanted to watch fucking Star Wars.
So we watched Star Wars, and I was like, yeah, that was good, but watch The Great Showman. I was like, oh no. And then 5 minutes in, she was nodding her head and trying to sing along, and she was like, that was pretty good, and then downloaded the soundtrack, so we listened to it driving from Dundee.
See, one of my favourite, so good. One of my favourite movies is Moulin Rouge.
I hate that movie.
It's fucking brilliant.
I haven't seen it.
Hate it.
I've seen pieces of it, but not the whole thing.
Moulin Rouge, bro or not?
Bro.
No.
Okay, last one. happy birthdays on Facebook, bra or not?
No.
See, I try and be good at it. See, if I'm pals with the person,
yeah,
I'll just message them.
That's it.
Yeah. See.
If you're truly friends, you'll get a text or FaceTime, a phone call.
Or I'll send them a disgusting meme.
Yeah, or you'll get a meme.
I say no, because it's taken the whole, like, here's a card out of it, or it's taken the whole... It kind of devalues it by just writing happy birthday, or Andy writes HBD on people's pages.
Parents a happy birthday and their parents don't have Facebook.
Yeah,
it's also
or they don't.
Grandparents,
or they're not alive.
RIPs and children. I don't get it. I do not look at me. I'm a parent.
Happy birthday to my beautiful daughter who's 2 years old. Right.
Your daughter tried to eat your phone.
Should you not be taking care of her right now? Then telling me about your kid.
She probably does have a Facebook page.
That's a big old no.
Well, I have a rule at work about kids. Oh, it's a no from me as well.
Okay, Andy. Hold on, wait, Andy.
This is a controversial face.
No.
Yeah. All right, guys.
So, a guy in my team at work. I left my last day at work was yesterday, but his wife was pregnant, and he's like, "I'm having a baby," and I was like, "Right, I'm telling you now, before you've had the kid." Unless prompted or asked, I don't want to know how the baby is. I don't want to see photos of the baby. I'm happy you're having a baby, but as far as I'm concerned, it affects my life in no way. Right? So he was like, fair enough. Congratulations, Shabbat. I'm happy you're having a baby. Take care of that baby. Congratulations.
Mazel tov.
And then it was like 2 weeks in, and he turned around to me and showed me a photo. And I was like, what are you doing?
You're breaking the rules!
And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, she was being cute. And I was like, I can tell you now that if you put that baby in a lineup of 4 million babies, they would all look exactly the same.
Did you go to HR? I don't think HR.
So,
we had a contract.
So I think you've done this before, but bro, not on just random pictures of babies.
Well, you can't stop it on social media. That's theirs to use, and you can unfollow if you wish.
That's true.
I personally don't like forcing, unless it's something I can spin and make it funny. I don't try and do that at work.
Wait, like, until it comes up naturally in the conversation.
Yeah.
And then if they ask, we were looking at adopting a dog. And I was just talking about it to someone. He goes, have you got a photo? I was, yeah, here it is.
You were prompted.
I was prompted.
Yeah. But he literally, you know the wheelie chairs at work? Yeah. He turned around and kicked off and wheelied up to me. I had to pause my music, take my headphones off, and went. And
open
went,
the window, stick your head out.
And she went, look what she did yesterday. I was like, what are you doing?
We discussed this at length.
I'm pretty sure you did.
So,
I'm a no.
Tell me, because now I'm hoping I didn't do this to you. Did I force any like pictures on you when my daughters were first born?
No,
oh, okay, cool. Because I knew that you wouldn't be into that. Especially people that don't have kids. I don't want them...
But it's a case of, if I cared, I'd ask.
That's true too, yeah.
No, that's 100% fair.
Can I throw in a bra or not?
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Just to come off the subject a little bit.
Bra or not edition.
Bringing your newborn child into the workplace to show it off.
No, 100% no.
Particularly in that place that I used to work that I shall not name the name.
No. I was sitting at my desk at my computer, someone brought their kid in, and everyone seemed to converge on the kid in front of my computer. And I stood up and was like, can you take this?
I had to be a part of that when Riley was born. Like, Riley's mum was like, we have to go in. I remember... I just wanted the world to swallow me up because we went and seen her team.
Yeah.
And they all fawned over him, and then it was like, well, we got to see your team. I was like,
no.
it takes a lot out of you.
I was about to leave, and then one of my team said, oh, John, you have to bring him up. And I was like, yeah.
I did it with my oldest daughter, and I said, after that, I was like, I'm not doing it again because it's so stressful because she starts crying, and then you got to change her, and then you got to do the. People want to hold her, and I don't want people to hold her because I know what you do on Saturday nights.
people wanting to hold other people's kids.
What's even creepier is touching a pregnant woman's stomach when not prompted to do so. Yeah. Don't touch her.
I wouldn't run up and touch a man's balls. Like, well done, son.
Oh, you would.
Well, I'd say that a hurricane's dressing.
Is that not supposed to be
some
done?
You're a hurricane, right? Found in a hurricane's dressing.
No, that's enough for me. Anything to do with it.
That's enough for me.
The guy with the same baby, he was on paternity leave still. And he always went to Burger King or Subway on a Friday. So it was Friday. I messaged him like, not seen you in a few weeks. Do you want to go get a Subway? He was like, yes. And then me and my boss were walking there and he turned and he went, what if he brings the baby? And I was like, why would you bring the baby? That's stupid. We're three guys going to get a Subway. Why would you bring the baby? He rocks up with a pram. And then he went, this is the baby. I was like, right?
What does it
do? Like, what are you doing? I'm here for a Subway.
Well, what kind of bread does it want? Come on, order.
Then he went, can you watch her for a second? And went to get a Subway.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there like, what are you doing? And he starts crying and I'm just looking at it like... Other people's kids.
She wanted toasty.
Yeah. Shut up. I'm against other people's kids.
Against other people's kids.
That's a no for me.
Unanimous no.
I like it, boys.
I'm like
a no
on both. Nice one.
That was a good round. That was good.
Well,
thank you for contributing, Andy. I'm getting hot on this stuff.
So we'll segue straight into what's been on this week. What have we been enjoying or partaking in?
The Masters.
The watching and listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
I fell off that. I think I stopped after season 4. I'll have to get back on it.
Well, it's just started. But I'm a Brooklyn Nine-Nine guy. And the general sports, but we've talked enough about sports.
Yeah.
The Masters, baseball.
Just recently finished watching the first 8 series of Scrubs, because the 9th one's when they...
Amazon, it's on Amazon.
Yeah, it was on Now TV as well.
Oh, so
but
good.
Finished watching it, and that was a direct link to that. I started downloading the guy, Ted, who's the lawyer in Scrubs.
Oh, his music.
His band are actually on Spotify.
Ted, which one's Ted?
He's the sweaty ball.
Oh, I'm thinking of
his band plays at Edinburgh Fringe every year.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, because they have a really, really...
The Worthless Peons.
Oh, no, they're called the Blanks on Spotify.
Yeah, they're the Worthless Peons in Scrubs.
But they have a really good cover of Hey Ya by Outkast.
He plays it at the janitor's wedding.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely... They've got a really good one, Over the Rainbow.
Yep.
So I've been listening to that. That and a bit of Drake. Drake's new one I listened to earlier today.
I've been watching the new season of Billions just started. That's pretty good.
I've not seen that yet.
And I've been listening... Well, Cardi B, of course, the new Drake song that came out. Well, it was Cardi B last 48 hours, 24 hours. And Styles P had an EP. Is it an EP is short?
Extended play.
Extended play. P is... So that's a long album.
No, it's generally a short one. So
Think
of it like... an extended single. So usually an EP will have like between about 4 to 6 songs on it.
And an LP would be like a full length.
Yeah, that's more
like... I always get those confused. All right. So he has an EP, 5 songs. Very, very good. Well, I think a very underrated rapper. I showed you the Arctic Monkeys. Is that a real thing?
No, that was... Their actual track listing is super weird. So I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Because they've announced that their 6th album's coming out. Was it Tranquility Base, Casino and Hotel?
But I've been still listening to that too. It's very good, very good.
Have you listened to any of the other albums? Yeah.
No, I've been stuck on that one. I'm afraid to go on because I'm afraid that if I don't like the later stuff, that I won't listen to the stuff I like.
It's they're a band that I think the only album I'm not massively keen on is the third one. They went a bit weird. It's called Humbug, and that was just a bit too out there. But their new album, their track listings are brilliant. So there is... First one's called The Ultra Cheese.
The Ultra Cheese?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a song called The World's First Ever Monster Truck Front Flip. Golden Trunks, American Sports, Bat Phone, Tranquility Base, Hotel and Casino, She Looks Like Fun, Science Fiction, 4 out of 5, and 1 Point of Perspective.
These sound like good titles for stand-ups.
But they Mike do. Tagged me in something on Facebook yesterday, and it was like a fake...
I thought it was real until just now.
It was so fucking good. I'll see if I can find it. It's just like all of them would be believable in an Arctic Monkeys
that's
album.
Class.
I've also been listening to The Weeknd has a new album out, which is pretty good. Depressing, don't drink and listen to it.
Does he still not communicate through spoken word on TV? Or is that... Is
you know what? I've never seen that interview with The Weeknd.
Because I remember he played on the Graham Norton show like a year ago.
Yeah.
And he normally brings over the performers and chats them for like 30, 40 seconds.
Yeah.
He's like, that's The Weeknd. He only communicates through song. So we won't be interviewing him. And I was like, oh, that guy's a...
Doesn't that mean that you're like stupid? I think that when you see like a really popular people that you don't see interviewed, I think that means you're dumb.
Well, that was like when Morrissey played Perth Concert Hall. He tried to get Paco's and the restaurant next door to not serve meat, or he wouldn't play in Perth.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is the fake Arctic Monkeys album title, song title. So there's Bongella Bandit.
I was like, that sounds great.
Grubby little sausage roll.
Lauren sausage roll or.
Link.
Oh, that's what you know is fake.
Bloody hell. Fingerless fingers. Pesky antenna thief.
You thought
we have
real.
Tried some drugs. Abercrombie and bitch. Handjob outside Argos.
you thought this was a real track list.
Have you ever heard their music though?
My favourite one's I, Tonya, but I spell A-Y-E. And the last one's called Flumps. I'm going to be funny. That is an album I would listen to.
Me too. Handjive outside Argos sounds like something that would be on the charts for a while.
Have you seen the type of people that hang about outside Argos?
The type of people that would give handjobs in the streets. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, The Weeknd and last one, 070 Shake. She's an artist outside, from New Jersey. She was pretty good. I like her a lot. So check her out.
I think it was many things I've been listening to. I don't think so. I've been fairly boring this week. I've listened to a lot of stand-up this week. Listened to Daniel Tosh.
He's funny.
He was properly fucking hilarious. I think that's about me this week. I've had a fairly slow week.
Did you finish Ricky Gervais's stand-up, Mike?
No.
I know you said you didn't like it.
I did not finish it, no. I will go back and finish it, but I haven't.
I've heard it's not very good. Oh, Jurassic 5. I was re-listening to Jurassic 5 this week.
I've never heard of them.
They're pretty good, yeah.
Old hip-hop group on there. Tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Andy Mack?
Not much, man. Usual answer from me. It's, rather than... I didn't watch TV, so just YouTube. And getting a future guest's EP finished up mixing. I was doing that last night before I started drinking.
The Masters. I'm watching The Masters.
Yeah, and then getting munchie boxes and sitting watching the golf. What a really sound way to spend your Friday night. So just Barkright working on his stuff. Willie Lux album's just about to get signed off. So, and
do you think your pal that's going to come on, you think it'll be cool to have maybe one of his tracks played at the end of the podcast? And then that'll be more incentive for anyone who listens to him to.
Or every so often in the middle.
I can ask him.
Yeah.
That's almost like an interview. Like, you'd hear on the radio, you know, it's like. Come on, like Desert Island Disc or something, come on, I'll have a chat, play a song.
We're a progressive podcast.
Do that.
We'll
if Jordan's okay with that, I'm kind of volunteering shit.
Yeah, man. We discussed this last week, I bring nothing.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, if he's happy to come on and talk to us, at least we can do is promote his music. You know?
Leading a live track if he brings his guitar.
Let's do it.
Oh!
Oh?
People who bring acoustic guitars to parties.
No.
Nah.
Because I saw a funny meme and it was like...
there's always some cunt.
It was a riot and it was saying party. And then it was a guy and he's like, acoustic guitar. And then there was a like pipe petrol bomb and it was... can't remember what song it was, but then me and Mike were talking
Wonderwall.
About... Wonderwall. Then it was me and Mike talking about... the guy who brings an acoustic guitar with him to a party. He's a douche.
It's all right when you're at a party, because being a guitar player... If you're at a party and there's a guitar there and being able to play... No problem.
But you bring your own.
It's the act of bringing, and especially if you're not asked, it'd be different if you're going to your pals and you're all musicians and you're going round for a jam. But if you just show up unannounced.
At a house party with an acoustic
guitar. I've brought my guitar
at that. You'd be hitting them with it.
Jeff Jackson.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. How, I don't know, what goes through someone's mind. I know, I'll bring my guitar.
You see that a lot, like you go down like a nice day in Perth, go and sit and chill down
under a tree.
Yeah, down couple at the north or whatever, having a few, and there'd always be some group of fucking marshals, whatever, just sat, you know, about 20 feet away from you fucking playing guitars and that. You're just like, come on, man, we're down at the park for a nice chill day, you know what I'm
you
saying?
You can actually
leave the guitars at home.
Bring a speaker. You can get speakers to plug into your walkman.
No, that's even worse. When you go like down to the park and chill now and somebody's got tunes fucking blazing through a Bluetooth speaker, you're like, oh.
What about the guys?
And they listen to Cardi B, you're like, what the fuck are you?
What about the guys in the back of the bus?
I lived in Glasgow all the time!
I can almost excuse if you're down the park because you never get like a barbecue atmosphere going, that's fine, but on the bus, no.
If you don't
have your headphones, you're not allowed to listen to music.
Yeah. I once remember someone bought a guitar and was singing on the bus.
No.
That's a double no.
Maybe they were busking.
No, he wasn't. He was just being an asshole. I don't know.
thing as well is I'm not down for that, like, because it makes me uncomfortable. I remember we were in Paris last year, we were getting the train back to the airport, and it was like the overground, and like two people got on like a speaker, and they started like doing their bit, and then they done this big speech, and then they just wandered around the bus. And you're just like,
with a hat or something?
I get handed asking for money. I was like, see if you're on the street.
To change, like, oh, thank you.
See if you're on the street, I can get down with that, because you're busking. If people want to stop and watch you, that's fine. But these people are getting on and going from carriage to carriage. So whether you want to or not, you're sitting there
that's
for
like
3 minutes.
That's like on the subway in New York, they do that, yeah.
Dude, I am sure I've mentioned that to you guys on here before. When I was at A3C Festival in Atlanta, all the trap MCs and that, they're all cutting about. It's like a big suitcase on wheels. Massive big speaker, just fucking under them, all over the place.
Really?
Blazing out the mixtapes, yeah, just dragging the speaker behind them.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just like a fucking luggage bag on wheels, just pulling one of them about. Boom. Boom. He's always just smashing you.
That's
where you go, man.
What's the point?
If it's not the yodel kid in Walmart, what's the point?
Dude, I know a guy went to see Scooter in Berlin about 3 weeks
ago. Yeah, my football team did.
I bet it would have been brilliant.
Yeah, he's just booked more tickets to go see Scooter in Amsterdam.
Yeah, he loves it.
Joe Curran plays free, played free safety.
Fucking hell. On that note, on Scooter fans, we call it a day.
This is the first time we've done this during the day. It's been entertaining.
We're
and sober for the last 2 episodes for me.
Accommodating the guests.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and dogs.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Back to Northern Ireland now.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland.
You'll be missed.
By some people.
Not us, yeah. Somebody will miss you. Not me.
I'm sure my mum will be bothered.
Russell, thank you very much for listening. Find us on Facebook, Monkey Sword Fight Podcast, on iTunes.
Oh yeah, I probably should have said this in the beginning of the show, but email us, monkeyswordfightpodcast@gmail.com. Has anyone checked this recently? No?
We're saving up. Tell a friend.
Yes, please. Tell a friend. Share
still,
this episode.
We're this close to 100 likes. I think we're 4 off.
Yeah, and we're close to 100 listens as well.
No more phantom dots reviews or anything on this one, though.
Someone goes, that guy in my work, the guy who's listening, goes, Jordan, you can... it shows you who writes the reviews on iTunes. Is that not Mike? I was like, yep.
It was my sister.
That American guy's hilarious. Oh, funny that. And dots.
See that? I was looking at the stats. We have listeners in Australia,
Nick.
Canada, and in the Netherlands. Last couple of things.
There we go.
So far. Yeah, I'll have a look at the stats on Podbean when I do the update. But it's
very
every
good.
Week. It just seems to be
going up a little bit.
The net's getting a little wider every week. So
plummet after my appearance. But
we're international.
Last week's got a little bit sad, so this has been quite a good one.
Yeah, there were a couple more depressing topics that we had on the list, but we'll touch on those next week.
I don't actually know what I'm going
to
do.
You can go back to being depressed.
I've got like 5 hours till Mega finishes work. Maybe we'll meet for lunch.
Go listen to the Cardi B album.
Nah, I'm right. Anyway, find us on Facebook.
Twitter. Yeah, find us on Facebook, thank you.
I'm Twitter at Monkey Sword Pod.
I'm at _mdots.
At Macapella.
Don't give out your Twitter.
It's not worth following me.
Fair enough.
Don't follow me on Twitter and don't add me on Facebook.
Unless you've had 3 banterous conversations.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you again, guys. I'm not even sure when this one's going to be dropping.
No one knows ever. It just appears.
Oh, yeah, it'll be ready for usual time Thursday.
It'll be ready when it's ready.
Nice.
How about that?
Usual time, 7 o'clock on a Thursday.
Excellent. Excellent. Right, guys, have an excellent weekend. Happy week. Thank you.
Peace.
I don't know why I'm waving.